Evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third episode of our podcast series, Insurance Insights. Before we start, on a personal note, we hope all of you are doing well. We wanted to take a minute to share our utmost gratitude to the amazing healthcare workers of the nation who are on the front line of this pandemic and serving everybody. You all are indeed the real superheroes of this country. We also pray for the speedy recovery of those who are battling the virus. This is the second week of lockdown this year, and considering the given situation of the pandemic, with new records being created and broken each day, it is expected that just like last year, the lockdown is here to stay for long. And in a situation like this, there is one thing that you absolutely must have or need is an adequate amount of health insurance. If people are covered with health insurance plans that allow them access to quality healthcare, we are all going to have better health in the long run. Moreover, since the outbreak of the pandemic, the insurance regulator and industry have also helped ease the financial burden of policyholders by covering the ongoing pandemic under regular health insurance plans. And as thousands of people continue to rush to hospitals each day for taking necessary treatment for COVID-19, there must be several questions regarding health insurance that people wish be answered. To answer your queries, we have with us Amit Chhabra, Head Health Insurance Policy Bazaar. So let us get straight to it then. Amit, what is the minimum sum insured one must have to combat medical exigencies like COVID-19?
The typical expense because of COVID-19 hospitalization ranges from anywhere between 5 to 20 lakh rupees. It's gone even more in some cases, but yeah, that's the typical range. Because typically hospitalization requires you to be in a hospital for at least, 10 to 15 days, because that's the duration of the COVID-19 virus. So in such a scenario, the minimum sum insured that one must look to have, if you are specifically in a metro city like Delhi, Bombay or Bangalore, will be at least 10 lakhs per person covered. In case you are in a non-metro city, let's say a tier 3, tier 4 city, you can look to have a smaller sum insured as well. But in general, the recommendation is to maximize sum insured, because the cost of every incremental lakh of sum insured is very, very less. So just for an example, a 5 lakh plan, the difference between a 5 lakh plan and a 25 lakh plan will only be about 15%. So it's a very small amount that you can pay to maximize your sum insured.
So Amit, next we would like to update our listeners regarding the extent of coverage for coronavirus under a comprehensive health insurance plan. Are consumables like PPE kits and other medical supplies also covered?
So PPE kits are covered by some insurers, and there are defined limits through which they are covered. So for example, typically the limits are one PPE kit per person per hospitalization day, and so on and so forth. So there are defined limits through which consumables like PPE kits are covered. I must add here, if you have a comprehensive health insurance plan and an adequate sum insured comprehensive health insurance plan, then you are fairly protected against COVID-19, specifically the financial impacts of COVID-19 that may come to you because of a hospitalization.
In most COVID positive cases, we have observed that people are being treated at home only. Will home quarantine or treatment at home will be covered under a health insurance policy?
So treatment at home is covered under some health insurance policies. It does require some documentation. So it definitely requires the positive certificate, and as well as, some basic bills and investigation documents that are there. But there are a lot of policies which do cover for hospitalization at home, specifically under the circumstances where beds in a hospital aren't available, which is a very, very current scenario right now. So if you have a comprehensive health insurance plan, be rest assured, in case you can't find a hospital bed, your expenses for hospitalization at home will be covered under your health insurance policy. A lot of policies cover this, so please do make sure that that you know that your current policy covers for it or not. And in case you are in the process of buying a health insurance policy right now, make sure that you check for this feature before you buy a policy.
That was an important piece of information, Amit. Moving on, with India reporting over 3 lakh COVID positive cases for the last 7 days and almost 15 to 18 lakh tests being conducted each day, please clear for our customers if testing for COVID-19 is also covered under a health insurance policy.
So testing for COVID-19 is covered in case there is a hospitalization that happens later on. The way it works is, in case there's an hospitalization, then pre and post hospitalization benefits are also provided to the customer. In case hospitalization happens, then the first test that was done, which is pre-hospitalization, that is covered. And also, if there is a test that's done later on to check if you're now COVID negative, that will also be covered. Additionally, if a test is being conducted at the hospital, that is definitely covered as well. So in all of those scenarios, the COVID test will be covered under your health insurance policy.
If a customer buys a new health insurance plan, is there any waiting period that he or she needs to serve before filing a claim for COVID-19?
Absolutely, there is a waiting period and it varies from insurance plans. There are some plans which offer a 7-day waiting period, which means after 7 days, COVID-19 is covered. In some plans, it is 15 days, whereas in a large chunk of plans, it is about 30 days. So in case COVID is on your mind and you are really scared that, you know, you want to get a health insurance now because you may get infected in the future, then you might want to buy a plan which gives you early coverage for COVID-19, 7 days or 15 days.
If someone tested COVID-19 positive 2 months back and recovered without any hospitalization, can they now buy a health insurance plan immediately, or there is some cooling off period?
So there is cooling off period in some cases. There are some insurance companies do put a cooling off period. It varies from 1 month to 3 months to even 6 months at times, whereas there are some plans available that you can get immediately as well. However, the advice, so if you have had COVID, then it's been 2 months, you can definitely get various options to buy health insurance plans. If you haven't had COVID till now, then the recommendation is that you buy your health insurance plan as soon as possible, because you don't want to be in a situation that after you have recovered, you will have to wait more time before you can get your health insurance policy.
In order to ensure comprehensive coverage, what are the things one must keep in mind while buying a health insurance policy?
So there are 3-4 things that you must take care of when you're looking for comprehensive coverage. The first one is sum insured. Maximizing your sum insured is absolutely essential, and you must look to get as high sum insured as possible as your budget allows for. There are various easy payment options like EMIs available. So I think one must look to maximize the sum insured. The 1 crore sum insured plans are very popular right now because they give the customer a very high coverage and still at a very affordable cost. So that's one, sum insured. The second thing that one must look is that the plan has no limits like room rent limitations or co-payments or sub-limits. I think that is one very important factor which one must look to understand. Room rents are specifically the big important factor here. One must ensure that you have a plan which gives you coverage till at least a single private room, so that you can go to any hospital and take a single private room and there's no out-of-pocket expenses for you. Thirdly, one must look to buy a plan which gives you a high claim settlement ratio. This is something that the insurer provides. So one must look at the claim settlement ratio of each company and then decide which company you want to go for. And probably the fourth and again a very important factor is the cashless network. And this becomes especially important in case you are in a tier 2, tier 3 city. You want to ensure that whichever hospital you go for or you would generally go to in case of hospitalization is in the cashless network of your insurance company, because you don't want to be paying out of your own pocket and then getting a reimbursement claim. So these are the four large factors that one must look towards while buying a comprehensive health insurance policy.
Thanks, Amit, for your valuable insights. I'm sure the information shared by you will help first-time buyers and also the ones who already have a health insurance plan. We truly believe that helping others in such tough times is something that we all should practice. We hope that with this podcast, we have helped answer some of the important insurance queries you must have had. No doubt, times may seem bleak, but this too shall pass. And when it does, we will need to get ready for life to return to normalcy. Until then, it is important that we protect your savings and make sure they don't get eaten away through avoidable medical expenses. This is why health insurance and an adequate amount of coverage are important. On that note, that will be all for this week. Do come back next week for more insurance insights. You can listen and subscribe to our podcast on Google, Spotify, Hubhopper, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and our own blog, PB Life.